and stunning news this evening, aided by the Fed Reco and Paladin Consortium, Hutton have fought off aggressors in the Lumen 16 system and extended their war lead to a comfortable 13 points. With our enemy employing capital-class ships, a propaganda war, and bog-rolling Hutton orbital before rolling away, we have stayed strong and will allied assistance, and that's with allied assistance, fought off all corners in the system. Massacre missions are making the mightiest trucker wealthy yet again, though this will be the only upside, as the faction that attacked us actually owns nothing worth having. Carry on, commanders, and bring this one to a swift conclusion.
Alvin was delighted this week to welcome some new friends to the recently acquired Kappa One SETI system. A delegation from the EDF arrived in their most splendid ships. A wing of four, including a very expensive-looking ferry lance, and a few Federal corvettes, complete with colourful bi-weave shields and funky laser disco show and firework chaff display. They were quick to open hailing frequencies with the Hutton police forces, but the Hutton cops, as usual after a few Centauri megagins, managed to tune into the wrong frequency and all blew up. The EDF continued to hail us, but to no avail, until Commanders Babster, Riverboat and Fruity were sent to investigate. There seems to be have been some kind of incident that involved at least two of them ending up floating out in space with only their remlocks and a great view for company. So, we sent someone with a little more noodle to find out what was what, and Major General Noctivagus, accompanied by the mighty Cheesewiz and our very own Vantean, took to the space lanes. Team inspected the blasted wreck of Riverboat ship, and with friends from the Canon Interstellar Science, Gingernut and Biscuit team, managed to decode the pattern of scars on his hull. It was at this point we understood our mistake. The EDF, hearing that Alvin, His Eminence, our fluffy leader, was actually a dog and not some kind of hairy mini-human with a waggy tail and floppy ears, had come for a game of chase around. From this point on, wings of Hutton commanders have been joining the game, using interdictors to catch our playmates, then running away shouting, "Mug! Your turn!" Unfortunately, someone has broken the system stats computer and we've accidentally ended up on 1%. Not entirely sure how that happened.
The Pilots Federation, backed by Frontier Developments this week, announced plans to license many of the galaxy's ships as suitable for human habitation by multiple occupants. And in the very near future, commanders will be able to start taking on crew in total safety. Manufacturers of various models of turreted weapons are already preparing upgrades, and the helpless and often hapless crew members stationed at ports throughout space are relieved to understand that Pilot Federation commanders will be able to join them in commanding ship protection fighters launched from the larger vessels. This update excites us here at Hutton, as traders and convoys throughout known space, and maybe some bits we don't know about yet, will be able to significantly enhance their abilities to defend cargoes of Hutton mugs, Centauri Megagen, and of course what's now being referred to as brown gold. More on that later. As we discover more details about these exciting updates, we will, of course, keep you posted.
Further to our earlier article about the decoded messages from Riverboat's smashed hulk, we also discovered a purchase order from the EDF. It reads as follows.
Dear Hutton Orbital, our rose gardens planted on Pearson in the blessed system in tribute to those of old Earth are wilting. They just aren't growing as well as they should. We also noticed that recently all of you truckers managed to get fabulously wealthy after pulling a big sickie and then transporting an awful lot of medicines to yourselves. We want in on this action. To that end, please send as much manure as you can get your hands on to our station. Once outbreak is confirmed, please bring lots of medicines and we'll pay you all handsomely whilst getting filthy rich ourselves. Lots of love, The EDF.
What nice guys. Anyway, we're happy to help. Alvin loves taking the time to smell the roses, and truckers love doing what truckers do best, trucking shit all across the galaxy. As a result, Pearson is indeed full of shit. Blessed has been blessed with the best fragrant mess we can get our hands on, and until such time as we make the EDF stinking wealthy, filthy rich, and utterly enamoured of our brown gold that can be found from Cubicle 3, we will be carrying on trucking this shit to them. All Hutton commanders are requested to convene for a convoy on Saturday evening to scoop the poop, shovel the shit, procure the manure, and haste the waste through space. Unless, of course, you're all still playing kiss chase with the EDF's very own ADM Trevor.
And finally tonight, we are delighted to announce that our very own Commander St. John Hawk has been rescued. We sent the coolest ship we could think of, in this case a pink orca, to rescue him, discovered his ship floating, not destroyed and baked to a crisp as we suspected, but disabled and slowly roasting. Our rescue team docked. We were slightly taken aback by a rather sweaty, suntanned and exceptionally naked St. John Hawk, who was more than a little delighted when the ship was moved off emergency power and the air conditioning started working again. They provided him with a handful of spare heat sinks, some aloe vera for the sore bits, plenty of fluids, and sent him back on his way. We're looking forward to welcoming him back to Hutton Space in a few weeks, as we suspect he will be taking the rest of the journey a little more carefully. That was Hutton. This was all about...
This...
You, okay, on you go.
This is all about the biowaste.
It definitely is. I am Dick shoveling it, chafing.
I'm Rudolph. You get immune to the smell after a while, Hucker.
And this was Hutton Orbital News. And all of tonight's music has been picked and selected in honor of Commander St. John Hawk. So without any further ado, we will join you after this music for banter, chats, the galactic community goals, the news, and all kinds of hot pit reports, and of course, potentially, a Hober and Jimmy creation of sorts. But for now, we will leave you with this tune, Do Not Touch That Dial. We'll be back after this.